Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Good to have guests with us this morning, and we'll recognize you in a few minutes. We were off last week, so we have a fairly long agenda this morning. We'll try to keep it moving if we can. You all have received a copy of the agenda. Any additions or corrections to the agenda?
I have one suggestion that we delete number 3 under myself, bond council recommendation.
Any other corrections or additions? If not, I'll entertain a motion to approve.
So moved, Mr. President.
Thank you. I have a motion, Mr. Jones, second Mr. Phillips, to approve the agenda as presented with the amendment only to delete the bond council recommendation under Mr. Baker. Any questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried. Approval of the minutes of February the 6th, 2007. Any corrections or additions?
Nope. So moved, Mr. President.
I have a motion, Mr. Jones, second Mr.
Second.
Phillips, to approve the minutes of February the 6th, 2007, as published. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried. Correspondence. Mr. Griffin.
We've got several items this morning. A note from the Friends of the Millsboro Public Library thanking council for making a donation toward their gala and auction, and a letter from the Indian River Baseball Boosters thanking council for a donation. Letter from the Emma Wedding thanking council for sponsoring her as a student ambassador. Says that without our help, she would not have been able to meet her goal. Letter from the Delmarva Christian High School thanking council for support of their CPR program held at the high school. A letter from the Diamond State Community Land Trust thanking council for a community investment grant. A letter from the Nanticoke Little League thanking council for a donation to their recreation organization. A letter from the Laurel Alumni Scholarship Foundation thanking council for a contribution. A letter from the Seaford Community Food Closet thanking council for, I guess this refers to the canned food campaign that was conducted at Caroling on the Circle, and that those donations were turned over to them in their effort to provide food to those who are less fortunate. And lastly, a letter from the Greater Seaford Chamber of Commerce thanking council for monetary support of the efforts that they're going to undertake for the John Smith Delaware Nanticoke Exploration event, which I think occurs in late May at the when the shallop or boat that the John Smith and his 14 crew members traveled here 399 years ago this month from Jamestown when they were exploring the Chesapeake Bay and they came up the Nanticoke River to where it intersects with Broad Creek. There's going to be a reenactment of that. So that's all the correspondence.
I've had correspondence from Delta just to bring the council up to date. There's another workshop regarding the Route 113 North-South study from Delaware Route 1 to the Delaware, Maryland state line, which will be held March the 12th at the East Millsboro Elementary School in Millsboro, and then Georgetown, it will be held Thursday the 15th at the Community Chair Center. I have another one that they're doing a workshop or a study for the realignment of a portion of Townsend Road, County 303, and the abandonment and vacation of a realignment roadway of Townsend Road, Sussex County. I also had a letter from Carol Ann Wicks saying that after a few years of study, Old Landing Road and Warrington Road, and accepting having developers' money in escrow, they have decided to do nothing. They will continue to monitor it for another 18 months. I question whether they'll send the developers' money back or if they've already spent it or where that money is. I hope somebody can account for it. And the last piece of tidbit was in the paper yesterday, I believe it was, they've spent $7.5 million on studying the bypass coming down through Milford and Lincoln and so forth, and $7.5 million, and it looks like it's probably going nowhere, and I just believe that $7.5 million would have bought a lot of asphalt here in the county. We have another item on the agenda that we need to back up and to amend. I guess we can do that, Mr. Griffin. Mr. Frank Shade at 10:50. We need to take that off the agenda. Can we amend the amended agenda?
If you reopen that subject.
Mr. Frank Shade is not prepared, is not ready for the vehicle award recommendation. So if we could go back and officially take that off the agenda. I have a motion, Mr. Rogers, seconded by Mr. Jones, to delete Mr. Frank Shade at 10:50 from the agenda also. Any questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried. Thank you. Okay. Any other correspondence from any other council? Then we'll go to Mr. Baker.
This morning we have a recommendation from the Sussex County Land Trust for your consideration, and we have Ms. Wendy Baker here who represents the Land Trust, and I think we'll go ahead and explain the recommendation.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Wendy Baker. I am from Bethany Beach, Delaware, and I'm president and CEO of the Sussex County Land Trust. I'm here this morning to thank you for our ongoing public-private partnership and your ongoing pledge of 10% of the budget surplus each year as granted by ordinance. In 2004, I came before you and presented a request by the state of Delaware to partner on the Angola Neck property. At that time, you approved the acquisition in three stages with a total pledge request of $1.5 million in three installments. In the process of sorting out the funding for this, the state secured the necessary funding for this piece right away through, I believe, the bond bill, and would like to transfer their pledge, our pledge, to the tunnel track, which is an equally advantageous and important part of our preservation efforts. This acquisition would represent only 327 of the 755 acres, and it would be open for public access, Mr. Cole.
Oh, I didn't know I asked that.
You always ask that.
Oh.
With me this morning, I have Austin Short from the State Forestry Division and Blaine Phillips from the Conservation Fund to explain the particulars of the piece of property. But I did want to let you know that the Sussex County Land Trust, at a board meeting on December 16th, 2005, approved the acquisition and requested that I go before you at some point when this acquisition proceeded forward from the Conservation Fund for the request.
I think we've discussed this but just didn't vote on it. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. After Secretary Hayward asked us to transfer the money over.
That's correct. Secretary Hayward sent a letter to the Land Trust asking for their support and cooperation in securing this piece. It was also supported by Senator Venables.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Good morning. I'm Austin Short. Thank you for allowing me to be here today. The map over here shows the tunnel property. It's that's the name that Gladfelter gave this property. They were the previous owner. The red is the tunnel tract. As Wendy mentioned, we would be buying 327 acres in fee, which is basically, if you'll allow me to point at it, is all of these properties west of Burton Road plus this small piece here, so to basically give us a connection between two existing state forest properties. This parcel over here, approximately 420 acres, we're going to buy in the future from the conservation fund. We plan to put a conservation easement on it, similar to a farmland preservation easement, and then have that property go back into private ownership with hopes of generating some revenue that we can use to buy some more properties in the Renton area. But the parcels to the west we want to keep because it connects a corridor, or creates a corridor, if you will, between existing state forest properties. I'd be happy to try to answer. The total purchase price for that 327 acres is $5.2 million, of which $1.5 would come from council funding. The remaining money comes from state funds and federal USDA funding. I'd be happy to try to answer any questions you have.
I'm just curious, you know, real estate values are dropping everywhere. When was the appraisal done, and are they fairly current appraisals? I'm just curious about, are you all reflecting the changing in the marketplace when you buy in these places, bidding on them? Come on up, please.
My name is Blaine Phillips with the Conservation Fund. And what our role in this has been basically was to buy the property on behalf of the state to protect it when there was an opportunity to, and we're now holding it while the transfer or the buyback is occurring. In terms of appraisals, we actually bought the property in December of 05. So at the end of the year in 05, we had an appraisal done. I think the date of the appraisal is the fall of that year.
So you kind of bought it at the top of the market in a way. Since then, things maybe could have changed. Who knows? But okay.
Since things could have changed, but we are basically transferring the same price to the state. We're not escalating or devaluing the property. It
works out to about $15,900 an acre.
Right.
The county contribution will be for the property that will become part of the Redden State Forest.
That's correct.
And the state will own it
yes.
From this point on?
Yep. Those 327 acres will become permanently part of Redden State Forest.
So we're helping right now purchase just the 300 and something, not the 700
correct.
Total. Right.
What types of public use might be available on that tract?
Everything that we have on state forest land, which is basically everything from hunting, horseback riding, bird watching. The only thing we do not allow is motorized ATVs and that sort of thing, which we don't allow on any of the state forest land. Everything else is open to the public.
I will say that this piece of property also fits within our conservation corridor loop, which is part of a targeted area that the Land Trust has targeted and continues that swath and contiguity between one parcel and the Redden State Forest. So the linkage opportunity here is tremendous.
What road is that off of, Whitney?
Yeah, that's what
Burton
Road. 241.
Burton Road is the one that splits it up through the middle. And then East Redden Road, which if you're familiar with the area, is one that goes by Redden State Forest. That's the road.
Sharp curve at 319 and 30.
It also borders Thicket Road, which is used to be a dirt road not that long ago, I believe.
Right. See where's 30.
There's looking at
65. It's way down there. Okay. Anything else?
Basically, all of it, the money's there, it's been sitting there for a year, and we're just giving it a different name and a different place to use it. Basically, that's the bottom line.
That's correct, Mr. Jones.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Got a motion?
Got a motion?
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approve a contribution of $1.5 million towards the purchase of 327 acres contiguous to the Redden State Forest as recommended by the Sussex County Land Trust.
So moved.
Second.
This does require a supermajority of 4/5 or 4 votes. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes. Motion's carried. Oh, you lucked out.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
See ya.
Lost my agenda. Okay. Back to Mr. Baker.
The first item I have on the agenda is pertaining to the Caroling on the Circle food drive. And I have a handout here that I would like to thank everyone who has helped with the Caroling on the Circle food drive program. This year, as you can see from the handout, we raised 27,000 food items, which have been distributed to 11 food pantries throughout the county. And as far as we can tell, this is more than what we've collected for this program than in the previous years. The major contributors are listed on the attached list, and we'd like to recognize some of them here today. And we have plaques for presentation, and I thought we'd go through the schools first. And the first school that we have listed is Beacon Middle School, and I'm not sure if anyone's here representing Beacon. They contributed 2,000 food items. And then the next is Georgetown Elementary School. They had 1,700 items.
Come on up.
And following that, H.O. Brittingham Elementary School, 1,200 items. And North Georgetown Elementary School, I know is represented here, they had 1,200 items also. I don't know if they'd like to come up.
Georgetown Elementary's here too.
And Georgetown Elementary, okay.
Yep.
So North Georgetown Elementary may want to come up first. I know Mr. Hudson's here. If you'd like to come on up and make a few comments, and then we'll have Georgetown Elementary come up also.
Come on up, guy.
Council for allowing us to be here today. As you're aware, this is our biggest community service project that we have at North Georgetown Elementary. I don't know about, I think we might want to mend our figures a little bit, but Michelle, what was our total this year? Yeah, it's all, we had over 2,500 items. So I'm not
is
sure
that right? That. Okay.
29.
Okay.
It works out to about 29.
So that would put you in first place then. Okay.
We had said something. We
sorry about that.
1,000. I don't want to overstate it. We
okay.
We just want to make sure we.
We'll have to audit our numbers next year.
I'm going to turn it over to Michelle just a second. We have a couple groups here. We have our Howard Tiana satellite program. Helps us pack all the items up. And shall we have our other group?
Okay. Good morning. Thank you again for inviting us to come to be recognized today. We're very pleased to be able to help the community by collecting canned goods. It not only helps the community, but it also helps our students to know that they can help others, and that makes them feel good. I have my Yale Club members here today, who help pack up the items. I don't know if you want individual introductions or if it's too big a group to do that. Too big, okay. All right. I have my Yale Club group that they helped. We also have our Howard Tiennes group who helped. And we also have three other students who are here today who were recognized by their teachers because of all the items that they brought in. So we're very pleased to be able to be here and appreciate your recognition.
You all want to turn around a little bit. I think they want to get your picture. So if you all want to turn around, would that be better for the photographers? Want to turn around and
I want to put him up front.
So you get your picture? This is Mr. Jones's councilmatic. You're in Mr. Jones's councilmatic district, and I would ask him to present that.
Your picture.
That's always a great privilege. You know, I just, we were just talking, and I said, you know, it's fantastic that somebody takes the initiative to give people that don't have as much as we all do, and to reach out and sort of Christmas time.
Thank you very much.
I want to thank all of you. You did a good job. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Doctor.
People that you helped, appreciate it.
The next group we have is the Georgetown Elementary School. And
come on up, guys.
How do you motivate all these people, Mr. Jones? How do you motivate all these people? They seem to be all in your area.
I don't know. School was never my top priority.
It's obvious.
I
just picked up accidentally.
Yeah, you turn around and turn around that way.
She showed me something.
Turn around, get your picture.
Funny. Again, this is Mr. Jones's, so we'll ask him to do the honors.
As I told Mr. Hudson, again, you guys are just the top of the list again, and it is a privilege for me to be part of this. The Cameron on the Circle part, bringing a few cans in for us is pretty easy, but for you guys to be motivated and take care of somebody else is certainly a great thing. And thank you on behalf of council. Thank you.
Thank you for having us here. We were happy to help the community.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
We also wanted to recognize Sussex Central Middle School, and I'm not sure if anyone's here today, and the Southern Delaware School of the Arts. And I don't. Oh, okay. There we go. Here you go. It's kind of a mix, but yeah, it's in Georgetown.
Got everybody.
Yeah.
It could be everybody.
Yeah.
We'd like to thank you for your participation, and most of all the people that you helped. I'm sure more thankful than what my condolences can be to you. And it's good that you take this on as a project, and we will want to thank you from the council for getting involved.
I need to tell you that it spearheaded an entire spirit project, and we helped 25 families with toys and clothes, and then a whole community spirit thing in the school. So thank you for starting that. So
wonderful.
We appreciate it.
Do you want to turn around so he can get your picture?
And then as far as other organizations, the Sussex County Manufactured Home Owners Tenants Association has Mr. Ed Sprawls here, and also the First State Manufacturing Housing Association, Ms. Laurie Rigby, I think, is here also, and they have, over the years, they have really contributed a lot to this program, both organizations. And
it's your first time here, isn't it?
Veggie.
You're here every year.
He started coming down when he was in first grade.
We appreciate that, Mr. Farrell, and Black Denton seemed like enough for what you do, but
We do appreciate you motivating the tenants and what you contribute to this drive.
I appreciate that, and I did want to say that...
Step right up here and say it.
Would have been a lot more this year, but as you know, I've had open heart surgery, and I just had to put my wife in a nursing home over the Christmas holidays, and it's been a little rough for us, so thank you.
Thank you. And to the First State Manufactured Housing, we want to thank you also. I don't know, is this your first time here?
Yes, sir. I just took the job last summer.
Okay, I guess it is then. So we want to thank you also. Anything you want to add?
I thank you for the opportunity. It's good. I proudly accept this on behalf of the generosity of the members of my association.
Good.
It's a wonderful program, and the holiday time is nice time to be able to help.
Picture.
Step back.
Step back.
Get up.
Step on head.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Next, the Pumpkin Chunkin' Association. I'm not sure if anyone's here. Oh, yeah, okay,
yeah,
Stephanie. And and also from
Bill?
The Harley-Davidson company,
Bill.
Mr. Bill Bennett.
Too cool to ride today.
On behalf of the county, again, we'd like to thank you. I don't know... how many you raised or how many you collected, but anything is appreciated, I'm sure.
About 3,000 total.
3,000. So we want to present you with this plaque.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Anything you want to say?
No, I'm not as long-winded as Frank Shade is. So. I just want to tell you thank you.
You've
for
been
letting
blessed.
Us.
Yeah.
Thank you for letting us even be a part of the event. We're really honored.
Thank you. And... Bill, thank you for the Harley shop in Seaford.
Hey, Bill.
Appreciate what you've done. You both have turned around.
Thanks, Bill.
Thank you.
And then, this is in recognition of some county staff people that worked hard on the program. Diana Pettyjohn is here, and Susan Wise, and Jamie Hall, and we tried to get Ray to come, but I don't think he's here, if they'd like to come up. They did a great job organizing the program and picking up the food and taking it to the different shelters. And, of course, Diana organized the Diana and Susan organized the program as they have each year.
Turn around and face Chip. He wants
a
picture.
Smile. Come on, Jamie, smile. I know.
On behalf of the council, we'd like to thank you for doing this and organizing it and getting all the food distributed after it all came in, and we appreciate your help. We're very appreciative. Thank you.
Next item is a proclamation for Women's History Month, and I have a proclamation to read. Proclaiming the month of March as Women's History Month and March 7, 2007, as Audrey Doberstein and Reba Ross Hollingsworth Day. Whereas generations of women moving history forward exemplifies the connection each generation of women have to the previous and future generations, and whereas women have been moving history forward from one generation to the other, building on the successes and knowledge gained from each previous generation, and whereas Delaware Technical and Community College is celebrating 40 years of moving history forward, and whereas moving history forward is a process of individuals coming together for the greater good of the society and confirming the idea that the individuals working together can be effective in building a better, more compassionate world, and whereas the 2007 Women's History theme is represented by generations of women who have moved history forward and who have created new possibilities for the future. And whereas Audrey Doberstein and Reba Ross Hollingsworth were at the forefront of providing high educational opportunities and advocating for the civil rights of African Americans in Delaware, respectively, now therefore be it resolved that the Sussex County Council proclaims the month of March as Women's History month and March 7, 2007 as Audrey Doberstein and Reba Ross Hollingsworth Day, directing all schools, businesses, and residents of Sussex County to pay particular attention to and recognition of the accomplishments of women, and especially Audrey Doberstein and Reba Ross Hollingsworth. We have with us today Ms. Rhonda Tooman from Dell Tech, and she can make a comment.
Good morning, Rhonda.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine, how are you?
Thank you again for sponsoring this event for us. And proceeds go to the Alumni Scholarship Fund. And we're doing pretty well on getting our students to participate. And we'll have a lot of students at Baywood on next Wednesday. And I hope you'll take an opportunity to talk to them. Also have two visitors from Romania coming that day.
Good.
Farmers, actually.
Excellent.
Do I have a motion to adopt the proclamation?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Rogers, second Mr. Phillips, to adopt the proclamation just read by Mr. Baker. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried.
Let her take that with her.
I give you this proclamation. Will you hold on to it?
Yes, I will.
Yeah.
We always do.
She always does. Yeah. She doesn't trust us, I don't think.
I'll be there that night, but so, I'm like...
So I'll call you in the morning and remind you.
Oh, you'll have to call me to remind me.
You better.
You're going to have food. But I'll give you the proclamation. Oh, you don't even want that. You want the check, don't you?
I want the proclamation.
Take the money,
okay.
Too.
Okay. You won't turn around or so Chip can get your picture. Why do you always take two?
Because I'm like a good Boy Scout. I'm always prepared. There, I took three.
Thank you. Thank you very
Thank
much.
Thank you, Rhonda.
And finally, the county administrator's report. Attached first is a public workshop at Bethany Beach and regarding Bethany Beach and Williamsville area 800 megahertz communication towers. Attached is information regarding a public workshop to be held by the state of Delaware regarding the proposed installation of two towers on county property at the wastewater treatment plant near Bethany Beach and on county property on Route 54. The public workshop is scheduled for March 7, 2007, between 5:30 and 7:30 p.m. at the Lord Baltimore Elementary School cafeteria. And Mr. Steve Hudson and Mike Izzo are here today. The proposal is that the state build a tower at the treatment plant at Bethany Beach and also at a spot near Williamsville that on county-owned property. And the advantage to the county is this would benefit our 911 system with dispatching improvements, with communication improvements. It would help with providing communication within buildings, and also to help the SCADA system that the county has. We will be able to use any state tower for the SCADA system. The next is National Association of Counties 2007 Legislative Conference. Due to the National Association of Counties Legislative Conference in Washington from March 3rd through March 7th, the normally scheduled March 6th County Council meeting will not be held. County councilmen and some staff will be attending the conference, which is a benefit in learning about other county governments and a meeting with Delaware's congressional delegation. U.S. 113 North-South Study Public Workshop, as per the attached public notices, DelDOT will be holding public workshops regarding the Route 113 North-South Study on tonight, February 27th at Benjamin Banneker Elementary School in Milford, and March 12th at East Millsboro Elementary School, and March 15th at Cheer in Georgetown. Information is attached. And beneficial acceptance. The engineering department has granted beneficial acceptance to the following projects: Breakwater Estates, Agreement 692, on February 14th, developer is Mark Chura. Breakwater LLC project is located on Northside Gills Neck Road in the West Rehoboth Sewer Project, consisting of 20 single family lots, 42 duplexes, and 18 multifamily units. Next, Beach Air Landing Agreement 541 was granted beneficial acceptance on February 16th. Developer is Michael Lynn, RDM Incorporated. projects located on Route 26 in Dagsburg-Frankfort Sewer District, consisting of 98 townhouse units. And finally, the Hudson Homes Force Main Agreement number 376. Beneficial acceptance was granted February 23rd. Developers Craig Hudson, Hudson Homes. Project is on the north side of Route 24 and Route 1 in the Westerhoveth project, consisting of a 4-inch force main pipe. And the next item is Director of the Treasury Division, Amanda M. Bennett. We are pleased to announce that Amanda M. Bennett, and Amanda's here, she'd like to come up, has been promoted to Director of the Treasury Division. Amanda has served as Assistant Director of the Treasury Division under Ms. Joyce Lord. Ms. Lord recently retired. Amanda has prior experience working in the Assessment and Information Systems Department, as well as working for Discover Bank. We'd like to congratulate her and wish her the best of luck in the new position. And Amanda's here.
Come up.
Come forward.
No, thank you.
We might have some questions for you.
Oh, do I really have to?
Mr. Jones wants you up front.
No. A bad mouth. No, I'm just kidding.
Not really. Congratulations. I'm sure you'll do a good job.
Thank you. Excellent.
Thank you.
Mrs. Webb.
Thank you. This morning, I'm going to briefly go over a draft of our actuarial evaluation for our post-retirement benefit plan. If you could copy and pass it down, please. I'm just going to hit the highlights. I've talked about this before on the financial statements and the budget, but this is the plan that is just for our pension post-employment benefit plan. This valuation is as of January 1st, 2006. They will be working on another one January 1st, 2007. Basically, the present value of the future benefits of the plan is $40.5 million. We've discussed this number before, that liability is out there for our post-employment retiree benefits. For fiscal 2006, we had 115 retirees that received benefits that cost the county $821,000. This is the cost right now in current dollars. This is what this plan is all about. This is kind of a weird concept. That $40 million is the future cost to the county of the benefits for our employees now and our future retirees. In 2002, we had a valuation done when we realized GASB was making this accounting change, and we knew we were going to have to book this liability. And the future benefit at that time was estimated to be at $19 million. Now in 2006, it's estimated to be at $40 million, excuse me. And there's three main reasons why this benefit and the liabilities have increased. Our liabilities for health insurance have increased about 10% each year. The number of participants in the plan have increased by 100 people in just 4 years. And the third and probably the biggest reason is that medical trends have increased each year since 2002 as health costs continue to rise. In the plan, the actuary tells us the required contribution is $3.4 million for this year. We will look at this in the budget. Last year, the county contributed $4.7 million, and $1.5 million of that came from our appropriated surplus. I'd also like to let you know that the value of our assets in this plan is $9.9 million at December 06. That last contribution we made in December, the $4.7 million, is not reflected in these numbers. It was done too early. But we did make a healthy contribution of $4.7 million in December. So when they do the current evaluation in January 07, it'll be reflected. And that's just briefly to update you on this post-employment benefit plan, which has that big liability out there. And again, David and I and the budget committee will address it at the budget. I don't know if David would like to say something about it, since he was the he had the foresight to see this in the very beginning and set aside money.
I hate to start asking questions, but last year the post-employment payout you said was $821,000?
Well, the $821,000 is what we paid in real dollars to current retirees, right, and during the fiscal year.
Okay. And but they're saying that we need $40 million in this account.
Well,
to
you have all the employees that are going to shift to retirement age and require medical benefits, and that's the future dollars of the health costs of the retiree benefits.
But are they considering that these people are going to live forever?
You have the employees and the spouses, and we did show a trend. There was a lot of information in actuary reports. They showed trends and all kind of stuff. They did show a trend where we have a higher rate of spousal coverage. And that all enters into it, too, probably because our health insurance is so good, which is outside of the normal. But there's are living longer, of course. That's changed the face of health care, one of the reasons that it's such a crisis.
The actuaries, they make estimates based on the ages and lifetime expectancies and of our employees. And on page 7, it shows a payout projection and starts out with $839,000. And in 2016, they're estimating $3.5 million to be spent for payouts for the retirees' health benefits. And that assumes, they're making a lot of assumptions here.
Right.
That
one of the big ones
could change in the future. Right? The benefits are, we have an excellent group hospital plan. They're assuming that we continue that same level of service. And
all throughout.
Also, they're making assumptions regarding the number of employees and who retires and whatnot. So
it just seemed like every time that we contribute more to it, they raise the threshold. And, I understand that
healthcare
benefits are
healthcare costs are astronomical.
They have, we typically use as a guideline healthcare benefits, the costs go up double when whatever the inflation rate, and I'm not sure that's even enough. But, and then we've had additional staff, but we're really close to 25% funded at this point. So that is
right.
Very good compared to what other governments have done. I don't think there are many governments that are at this level right now. In fiscal 2009, we're working on the 2008 budget coming up, but in fiscal 2009, we will be required to expense approximately $2.6 million a year, whether or not we even put the money in the fund or not. So it's and the state, all local governments will be facing a similar issue. I think the council's had, like Sue said, the council has supported making contributions to this fund to basically get ahead of the game a little bit, and that will help us with these contributions. The other thing that's interesting about this is that the liability is estimated for this program to be $40 million, but for pensions, $34 million. So the cost of this exceeds what we pay out, or the liability for this exceeds the liability for the actual pensions that we pay.
Okay.
I think it just reflects that the health care crisis in the country as a whole.
So basically,
the expense.
Basically, these government accounting standards require that we fund this, because the minute each of those people retire, they are considered to have earned this benefit, even though it may not be paid out except over a longer period of time. Is that what they're saying? Since they earn it on retirement, they recommend that it be funded, as opposed to just paying money as you need to to, you know, increase the size of the fund.
Yeah, it could be a huge liability out there, and you're like David said, required to put in the expense.
So in future years, it could really go beyond 40 million.
Oh yeah, as your base increases. Yeah. I mean, that's just based on like two things: what we have now, number of employees. That's all you can submit to an actuary, and our health benefit package as it is now. You know, we have control over the health benefit package. And the county's always prided itself on it was an excellent benefit. But it's costly.
Very much so. Any other questions for Mrs. Webb?
I'm sorry, it's bad news.
Well, it's not.
Need to bring in bad news.
At least we started. I mean,
yeah.
We
got a good start.
We got an excellent start.
Mr. Godwin?
Mr. President, members of council, this morning we have a wastewater facilities agreement for your consideration. Sussex County project number 81-04, Acre Construction LLC agreement number 669. The developer in this case is Mr. Pat Acre, Acre Construction LLC of Ocean View, Delaware. This project is within the town limits of Ocean View, and it will be part of the Ocean View expansion of the Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District, serving 9 single-family dwellings, offering and collecting $36,018 in system connection charges. We do have approvals from our engineering department and the Department of Natural Resources. We're expecting 10 construction days. Construction administration and construction inspection costs will total $5,647.50. The proposed construction cost for this project is $37,650. The supporting motion for this is worded as follows. Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 669, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and Acre Construction LLC for wastewater facilities to be constructed in the Ocean View expansion of the Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District.
So moved, Mr. President.
Second. I have a motion by Mr. Jones, second Mr. Phillips, just read by Mr. Godwin, to approve the wastewater agreement with Acre Construction LLC. Any questions? Being none, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Mr. Ludke? God, don't call me him, please.
Right. That's an assault.
Been